sweetly saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean.
This morning. He'll be back, Lord willing, tonight. But it's good to be here. We appreciate all of you being here. We're going to go to God in prayer and ask him to bless that his hand to be on everything said and done here this morning. I'm going to ask Fred Howard if he would come and lead us in prayer. A good friend, a dear brother, and a partner. Appreciate this man. It's a blessing to our life and a blessing to you. It's good to be saved, isn't it? I tell you what I like. I like this brotherly love atmosphere. I like to be in a place. I like to be in a place where Christ-like love is exhibited and experienced. Of course, you can't fake that either. That kind of love is not manufactured. It ain't this kind of love, I really love you. Not just oozes out of you, because he's in you. I can love because he first loved me. And it makes a difference. Brother Fred, you lead us in
You know, we have a saying around our church, Rakin started it, I love being saved. And that caught on, and people began to realize it's best to be saved. You know that? It's best to be saved. And all I know to do is if you've got something that you need help with is just call on God about it. If you got something you need in your life, the best thing to do is just ask him to help you with it. Go to him. So that's what we're going to do this morning. I'm sure you have needs in your life. I'm sure you've got something you want. How many people's got something you want God to do for you? Just God, would you just help me with it today? Would you just touch me and help me with it today? Just something. Bless your hearts. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the day that you've made for us. You've given us a great day. You've blessed us. You've helped us. You let us be a part of a day that belongs to you. It's all your. You let us live in it. You let us breathe in it. You let us move in it. You let us be a part of it. So we're coming to you and thanking you first of all, saying, thank you, Lord, for letting us be alive today. Thank you, God, for letting us be here today. Thank you, dear Lord, for your touch. But dear Lord, there are hands that were raised this morning. God, we've met here. You said you'd be in the midst. I pray you'd visit each person. Visit each need in their lives. We can't reach down and help it. Our arms are too short. But your arm's not too short that you can't reach out and meet these needs in these people's lives. You can reach down and help them and bless them. You can do something in their life. God, you can do something supernatural in their life they can't do themselves. And I pray, God, that you'd touch them. I pray in Jesus' name. You said to ask in Jesus' name. So I'm going to ask in Jesus' name that you touch their lives. But God, I pray as we go through this service, I pray we could bow our hearts and our knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray above everything else, you'd be high and lifted up in this service. God, you'd get the honor and the glory. Bless the singers, and then bless the men of God. They're going to need a touch from you, Lord. They're going to need help from you, God, when they stand. They're going to need some liberty in their lives they can't provide. I ask you to move in on their hearts. Move in on their spirits. Move in on their lives. God, bless them. Raise them up. Make them to sit in the heavenlies. Cause them, God. Cause them, God, to have victory in their lives. Cause them, God, to be full of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Raise them up for help. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. It's a good day to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
I appreciate the prayer this morning.